This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Tell everyone I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly.
Another hour of What's on Your Mind cranking up for a Thursday. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hannon. Kevin Flynn is here. Welcome your calls, questions, comments, as we always do. Two great guests for you this hour. We're going to talk with the author of The Great Reset. What do you know about The Great Reset?
Enough to know that we've got it good.
The book is called The Great Reset and the Struggle for Liberty. On the program today, Unraveling the Global Agenda, Professor Michael Rechtenwald is going to be here. Senator John Hoeven will be here as well. If you have questions or comments for either of them, they're welcome. You can call us toll-free at 855-200-1776. Kev's taking your calls at 701-271-1100. You can text us, 701-237-1590 in the Freedom Matters USA studios, 237-1590. Encourage you, if you have questions for Senator Hoeven, get those in early. He'll be here at the bottom of the hour, just so we make sure we get to everybody that has a question or comment. I get those in advance. You can leave a message at 855-200-1776. You can text us at 701-237-1590. The controversy over the Biden documents, the classified documents that have been found, is expanding. Attorney General Garland is making a statement today at 12:15. So that's new. Might there be a special counsel for this? We'd hope there's no double standard in the Justice Department, right? And also Kevin McCarthy expected to make statements as well, the new speaker, on the documents as well. So this is a, what would you say, Kev? A heightening crisis. And Joe Biden didn't exactly do himself any favors by reading from another cue card, you know?
Same
stuff.
Here's the thing. They're finding classified documents. If we're finding classified documents in Joe Biden's garage or in some office someplace, they're not classified anymore. Nothing that he has is classified. Classified means, you know, top secret, only certain people can see it. Everybody's seen it. The Chinese have it. I'm sure Zelensky has a couple copies.
Well, you're talking about damage from it.
Yeah. They're not classified anymore because he took them. And, you know, that may go for anybody that takes them, period. I mean, at that point, it's out. Sorry.
It's a mess.
It's a complete mess.
And he has some explaining.
Look at his whole administration.
Explaining to do. Let's talk a little bit about the Great Reset. Professor Michael Rechtenwald back with us on What's on Your Mind. And every time we delve into this topic on the air, we get great feedback from our listeners, so wanted to do that today and also celebrate the new book, The Great Reset and the Struggle for Liberty, Unraveling the Global Agenda by Professor Rechtenwald. Michael, welcome back. How are you?
Great, Scott. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Wonderful. Now the author of 12 books and a real champion of free speech. What's new in The Great Reset? As you know, you've effectively awakened us to this concern. What's the latest example of what's happening here?
Well, I mean, you know, kind of comic, but the banning of the proposed possible banning of stoves in the kitchen is kind of an example of the kind of overreach of these central planners to you know, control all of our behavior. And of course, on the docket, I think the central bank digital currency, which is far more serious. This is definitely being floated and investigated by the Fed. And if it's suddenly instituted, would be an unmitigated disaster.
This is how they think. This is the, probably the most dangerous thing. This is what they purport to do, for instance, for economic recovery, what their proposals are in the way of climate change. The way they think is what we should be most worried about, isn't it?
Yes, and what they do, you know, for example, Biden's so-called Inflation Reduction Act, which you know, devotes $287 billion to climate change mitigation. I mean, this is just an outrage. And they don't have the science to back up their concerns, and they keep flubbing that. They keep basically giving us a lot of fake news regarding that. And everything is, you know, it is all really based on trying to control our behavior. This is really what it comes down to.
What is their motivation? What do they get for controlling our behavior?
Well, from the corporate end, they get shared monopoly. They're trying to drive certain producers out of business and therefore to share monopolies on the economy. So that's what the big corporates, the big corporations in collusion with the state get in. And what the state gets is more powers of coercion, which they seem to thrive on. They want to have more power over us. They want to have more interventions into the economy. They want to have more control over the population. And this is what they get in return for this agenda.
And what we get in return for this agenda is a reduced standard of living if they get their way, correct?
Absolutely. This would be, you know, stagnation for the majority, beyond belief. Stagnation, effectively a kind of neo-feudalistic system where you have a very static hierarchy of these oligarchs and their state partners on top and everybody else kind of living under actually existing socialism with very little economic mobility and prospects. They really are trying to gut the middle class. They want to get rid of the industries and enterprises of what they call the petty bourgeoisie, what Marxists call the petty bourgeoisie, and they want to have just their oligarchs in control of all production. And so this would lead to a very static hierarchy, and we would be on the short end of the stick. And they mean to implement, you know, a lot of technological means by which to bring all this about.
During COVID, we saw, you know, lockdowns, masking, social distancing, mandatory vaccinations. What is the, you know, what are those tools in the way of, you know, part of their agenda? Did they see that as those as something that would be used more readily?
Well, it just so happens that, you know, all the counter-COVID measures that were implemented happened to accelerate the Great Reset overarching plan, and that is the destruction of millions of small businesses, the consolidation of capital in the hands of a few preferred players like Amazon, like, you know, the big box stores, Walmart and Apple, and all those companies gained immeasurably while many people went out of business. That's the effect of the lockdown. And the masking, it's a, you know, this was a symbol of control and compliance on the part of the population. It wanted to see just how compliant the population would be to such an agenda. And, you know, we're not through, and we're probably not past this prospect of lockdowns. They may even start into climate control, climate change lockdown, you know, and other restrictions on our mobility, because they'll say that we are a threat to the planet. This is really, they've seen the masses as a scourge on the planet.
How does the woke ideology serve them, serve their designs for the Great Reset?
That's a great question. So woke ideology aims at making the majority feel unworthy of their property and their rights. It isn't really benefiting any minority groups or the LGBTQIA population. It's really aimed at making you feel guilty for your so-called privileges, which can then be revoked. So wokeness, this ideology is a, you know, if it wasn't made for the Great Reset, it serves it perfectly. Because, you know, they have said, Taiga Aukin, who's a young global leader in the World Economic Forum, you'll own nothing and you'll be happy. So the wokeness is really about stripping you of property and rights and making you think that it really was always a function of your privilege and you never deserved it in the first place.
And based on a poll that I've been talking about today, where Gen Z has only 16% of its members proud to live in the USA, maybe they won't care. I don't know. We're going to talk about that when we come back with Professor Michael Rechtenwald on the book, The Great Reset. PetroServe USA is your home for home cooking and grab-and-go convenience, plus some great specials like Red Bull, 12-ounce cans, buy two, get one free. Deli Express burritos, only $2.99. Old Trapper, 10-ounce, $12.99. 18th Street Deli, $1 off all their items. Nestle Water, pick up a 28-pack for just $4.59. Those specials and many more at a PetroServe USA near you. And remember, Fridays, free coffee and cappuccino every Friday in November, every size, PetroServe USA.
With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming January 2023 auctions include 160 acres of good cropland in Burke County, 339 acres of cropland north of Dickinson in Dunn County, 305 acres of exceptional cropland in Cass County near Erie, 320 acres of highly productive cropland near Hope, North Dakota in Steele County, and 239 acres of exceptional cropland in Foster County near Kensel. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Mind brought to you today by MyPillow, best coffee money can buy. Mike Lindell searched the globe. He looked everywhere for great coffee because he's a big coffee drinker. And he found an entrepreneur with a great coffee. And right now it's My Coffee. And you can get it for 50% off right now if you use the promo code SCOTT. Just go to mystore.com, mystore.com, or call 800-506-9028, 800-506-9028. My coffee, you're going to absolutely love it. Back in the Freedom Matters USA studios, chatting with Dr. Michael Rechtenwald, who is a professor and author, written a great new book called The Great Reset and the Struggle for Liberty, Unraveling the Global Agenda. That's what we're talking about today. This poll that I'm talking about, in my mind, connects to why Klaus and the World Economic Forum have the future they think they have by getting this through. Because if Gen Z says, you know, 84%, I don't love America, only a third of millennials are proud to live in America, you get to Gen X and it's 50-50, this is the threat, isn't it, Dr. Rechtenwald?
Yes, absolutely. These are the useful idiots, really, of this generation. They don't realize that they're actually doing, they're the foot soldiers of these globalist elites. They don't realize that they're actually hastening the encroachment and the effect of the Great Reset. They are bringing it, they're helping bring it about by abiding by this narrative and, you know, believing that national sovereignty and the U.S., the Constitution are irrelevant. And they need to be overwritten by these globalist agendas. And so that's really quite a bad prospect, given these generations are so so buying into this kind of leftist nonsense.
Yeah, I find myself glad to know that this is the kind of things these people want. Their designs in the Great Reset, but also hopeful that there's enough love of America and what we stand for that there's no way they'd ever succeed. Is that naive?
No, I don't think so. I think there's a very significant contingent of the American population that knows what's at stake, that realizes that individual rights, the free market, liberty, these are essential characteristics of a happy, rising population, and this is really what's at stake with this particular agenda and what we have to do to stop it. It really has to do with reasserting our national sovereignty, our rights, and our free market system, frankly.
Has the World Economic Forum succeeded in anything? What do we know about their history?
Yeah. Well, I mean, their history goes all the way back to 1971 when they were founded, but they have connections to these earlier globalist organizations like the Council of Foreign Relations, the Club of Rome, the Bilderberg Group. They're all really, you know, intertwined in memberships and ideology. They have had tremendous success. They have gotten this stakeholder capitalism, which Klaus Schwab inaugurated. They have got it adopted by the world's largest asset managers and banks, who are forcing it through this ESG score, the ESG index, which really is a way of controlling corporate behavior and controlling individual behavior and creating this monopoly scheme whereby only these preferred approved producers get capital. And the rest are starved out of capital, like the oil industry and like other industries they deem to be a danger or inimical to the planet and so forth. So it has had an enormous impact. Schwab has managed to corral over 1,000 major corporations across the world. The top corporations in the world are signed on to this agenda.
It is staggering when you think about it. Kevin in Fergus Falls, question for our guest. Go ahead, Kevin.
Hey, Michael. Glad to hear you're on. Yeah, Jan Markell is right on top of this, too, and Scott and Kevin, I wish you'd have her on. I listen intently, and the Great Reset is real.
The Great Reset is real. We agree with you. That's why we're talking about it.
Absolutely. It's very real. And it's yeah. All right.
Anything else, Kelvin?
No. Have a good day, guys. Listen to you intently. Thanks.
All right. Well, we appreciate all of our listeners, even those that listen intently. That's the way to do it. You talk about in the book, as we talked about earlier, there is a plan for stopping the Great Reset, and you've got a great reason to get the book, a 9-point plan for doing it. Talk a little bit about that.
Yes, I'm calling it a 9-point plan. It's a part of what I call the grand refusal. So basically, we have to refuse these dictates and the implementation of these technologies and economic interventions that they have in mind. And that means rejecting the central bank digital currency, which would control all spending, savings, and debt, and the Fed would have absolute surveillance over all transactions should this be put in place. So we must refuse this entirely. We must pressure legislators to make sure that this doesn't come to pass. It would be the end of the free market as we know it. We must refuse digital identity, which is more than identification. It's a complete digital record of all of your behavior, cradle to grave. And it would create a political profile on you, which could be used in connection with the CBDCs to effectively shut you out of the economy entirely. We must refuse the ESG index. We must get our money out of ESG reporting stocks and asset managers. We must pressure our legislators to bring antitrust legislation against the ESG regime because it is a monopoly scheme. And there are many other things, like we must practice the free market ourselves and reduce or eliminate our dependence on the state, because that's how they control people. They control them through their purse strings, money stolen from us, given to these people, and this is how they control us. So we must practice the free market, reject, state dependence, and we must network together, create a parallel economy that can't be touched by this great reset. You know, practice the free market, buy locally, form networks with like-minded individuals.
That's a great list, no doubt about it. He is a distinguished fellow at the Hillsdale College. He's the author of 12 books, the latest, The Great Reset, and The Struggle for Liberty, Unraveling the Global Agenda by Michael Rechtenwald. Always enjoy our conversations. Michael, appreciate the time today. Thank you very much.
My pleasure, Scott. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Take care. Talk soon. All right, 28 past the hour. Let's get ready for Senator John Hoeven, who joins us next. If you have a question or comment, get it in now, 855-200-1776, or text us, 237-1590, as we roll on with What's on Your Mind.
This is Mark Wagner with ND Estate Services. I want to take a minute just to thank you very much for all your calls, tech, all the rapport I've been having with all you listeners for the past 4, 5, 6 years, and I really appreciate that. But more importantly than that, now is the time to act for your family. With 87,000 IRS agents out there, they have a target, and that target's on you and your family. Let's make your estate private. Let's protect from guardianship. Let's save taxes, and also protect your heirs so they have a peaceful private settlement each and every time. They'll be so appreciative that not only you did that. I'm at 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. You'll be so glad you did. I guarantee it. Online at ndestateservices.com. Thank you very much. God bless you and your family.
USA News Update. Inflation continued to cool ever so slightly in December, 0.1% to be exact, but consumer prices continued to hurt American wallets in December, rising to 6.5% year to year.
It was ridiculous. I got some airport beers, so it wasn't too bad.
A man found a way to calm himself at the Denver airport after a failure of a federal pilot alert system Wednesday temporarily stranded travelers across the country. This is the second major transportation failure in recent weeks affecting airline travel. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg
is understanding exactly how this was possible and exactly what steps are needed to make sure that it doesn't happen again.
Lawyers for collapsed cryptocurrency exchange FTX says it has recovered more than $5 billion worth of cash and crypto assets to help repay customers and investors. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you kidding us? Here we go again. Cover up Joe. One question on the documents. He reads a prepared statement with no new knowledge for us at all. And then a planted person with a planted question about Jill is posed so he can answer that, smile, and leave.
Yeah, pretty much. According to the script.
What's interesting is Kevin McCarthy did have a press conference in the...
The foyer or whatever.
The Great Hall.
Yep.
The rotunda of the Capitol. And stands before a stick of microphones. No notes. No podium.
No teleprompter.
Answering every question that came out.
No canned questions from certain reporters. None of that.
I have no doubt the reason they did what they did was that contrast with Biden today. It was good. Really good. And Joe, of course, does the whole teleprompter thing about how great the economy is. How great the economy is. I tell that to the woman that just texted that she spent $4.99 on a dozen eggs. $4.99.
I paid $8 for 18 eggs.
Wow.
A dozen and a half. $8.10, I think it was.
Where's the Joe Biden plan on that rather than tell him about where his Corvette's parked for crying out
loud? That's right, my Corvette. I got a Corvette. Hey, you don't have a Corvette. I got a Corvette.
Exactly. Yeah.
He paid nothing for it.
Right on. Senator John Hoeven is joining us momentarily. Daniel, you let me know when he's hooked up and ready to rock and roll. On the program today, if you have a question or comment, you can call us at 855-200-1776. You can also text us, 701-237-1590, on the program today. On our final guest, I'm still flabbergasted by this poll. I know you don't think I should be as worried about this as I am. Here's what some of the listeners said about it. We're talking about the one where 16%. Of Generation Z is proud to live in the USA. Only 36% of millennials, barely over half are Gen Xers. So sad, said one. Another, today's youth are so spoiled, they don't know the meaning of learning the hard way. I think we all have learned that polling data isn't trustworthy.
Huh. That's where I'm at.
Well, I tell you, you can't screw that up.
Email from Greg in Jamestown says, hi, guys. I'm a baby boomer. Wouldn't think of living anywhere else but the U.S. When I graduated high school, there were many that joined the armed forces, as I did. Since then, it's become less and less every year to almost non-existing graduates joining up. I think all should enlist for a couple of years to contribute, serving our country, learn a trade, some self-discipline. Yeah, well, there's that. It's going to be scary if we next big war, we will not be ready. Just my 2 cents. Thanks, Greg.
Won't be. Another listener says, we kill babies and castrate kids for trans lobby, send our kids to die in pointless wars, and tax the crap out of everything, flood the nation with illegals as our own poor sleep on the streets. There's a lot behind the sentiment. Another says it starts in school and at home. And Ruth says, hey, Gen Z, get out. And the same to the rest of you that have problems with the USA. What happened to all these people that said if things didn't go their way, they were going to leave? They're still here. Why?
Of course they are. People like Rosie O'Donnell and Whoopi Goldberg and the rest of that ilk. Come on. Where are you going to go? South of France, probably, because they can afford it.
So you think it's like a temper tantrum that they never have
That's
any intention
ridiculous.
Of
They're not going anywhere.
Of fulfilling?
Yeah. You leave here, you lose it all. Go. Leave. Bye. Reminds me of the guy, movie Tombstone, when the family and Wyatt are leaving town. He says, well, bye.
Well, bye.
Well, bye.
Another listener says, maybe you're looking at the 16% of Gen Z the wrong way. Maybe the 84% who are not proud answered the poll from the simple standpoint of being embarrassed of our country's leadership, politicians, and government. And that's why they're not proud.
Hey, great tact. Good point.
I'd hope that's the case.
Well, that would require a follow-up, though, Scott. Like, okay, well, why aren't you proud of the country? My guess is most of these people are going to say, well, it's systemically racist, and, yeah, white supremacy reigns everywhere, and, you know, on and on with the nonsense. But that's a great point. Maybe it is.
Love our listeners. Thanks for those comments. Appreciate it very much. Senator John Hoeven joins us on our Newsmaker line today on What's on Your Mind. Welcome back, Senator Hoeven.
Hey, Scott. Greetings to you and greetings to all your listeners. Sorry we're a little late. We had the wrong number, so I'm a little tardy calling in. But good to be with you.
Not a problem. What's on your mind today?
Well, working away and obviously not only working on the issues that we think are important. Obviously, you saw the recent news with President Biden and his documents. So we'll see here if the Attorney General, Merrick Garland, comes out with a special prosecutor. But obviously, it looks like something that needs to be done here.
Sure, that'll happen right away.
Speaking this afternoon, what should he do?
Yeah, that's what he should do, right? I mean, again, I can't see how he doesn't do it. He had appointed a special prosecutor in the case of President Trump, and now obviously they've found not one but several places where President Biden has documents. So how does he come out at 1:15 and not do it? So clearly that is what he should do and what I think he will do. But we'll see. I think that's slated for 1:15 Eastern time. So we'll know shortly.
So how much different does it feel heading to the well of the Senate these days when at least you have a Republican House to send over some bills that I guess are going to have a tough time of getting passed, obviously, in the Senate with the difference there? Who knows with some of the things going on with Manchin and Sinema and whatnot, but at least you're going to be dealing with some decent bills, I guess, right?
So, you know, the challenge is I think you're going to see the House pass some of these bills on things that we need to get after, including, obviously, as we've talked about, finding ways to reform spending, reduce the deficit. That has to be a priority. Securing the border, as I termed it, taking the handcuffs off our energy producers so we can bring inflation down. Support for law enforcement so that people feel safe, you know, in their homes and their communities. And, I mean, you know, these are the fundamentals. And obviously those are things that I've been fighting for, that we should be fighting for. And I'm hopeful now with the Republican House, we're going to have more leverage to do that. Obviously, Democrats still have a majority in the Senate and also the White House. But I hope now with the Republican House, we're in a better position to press back on these important issues and make progress. And, you know, that's clearly what we need to try to do.
Does making progress include getting some of them passed, do you believe, and to the president's desk?
I think it does. I think it increases our leverage. The challenge that we have, of course, is still that you've got a majority. The Democrats have a majority in the Senate, and they have the White House. So it's still, we're still running uphill in that respect. But obviously, our leverage has increased now, and we have to continue to make the case to the American people that these things need to be done. And working with the House, hopefully, we can get legislation that the American people support. Take the border, for example. I mean, Biden goes down there, then he goes to Mexico City. And really, his hand was forced to go to the border because he had that summit in Mexico City. He hadn't been there before. As you know, I've been down there repeatedly, you know, three times in the last year or so on our side of the border. And I've been to Mexico, three other countries in Central and South America, trying to call attention to this problem, talking about it and talking about the solutions, which we know what the solutions are. They can be effectuated right now if Biden would just enforce the law using the tools he has. So I think the key, Scott, is really going to be not only having more leverage now because the House can move bills, and then trying to, you know, force the Senate and the President to move towards these positions that we're advocating that need to be put in place. But then, it really comes down to support from the public writ large so that we get some Democrat support. And that's why I bring up the border as an example. You know, we repeatedly pounded that drum, finally at least forced the President to go down there. But, you know, we need to keep it up to actually effectuate the policy changes that will help secure the border. Same thing with these other issues.
Do you believe President Biden or the top officials in his administration want a different border situation, or are they perfectly happy with this? One example, Bloomberg reports today that at this summit, after the president went to the border and literally did a photo op in a parking lot, it goes down to the summit with the Mexican president, and supposedly, according to Bloomberg, they ran out of time to talk about the border. They didn't talk about the border at all. I mean, do you really think they want something different, or are they getting the result they want?
Don't you think that kind of sums it up right there, Scott? He says they ran out of time. Really, that should have been the number one thing they talked about. They should
Thank
have come
you.
Forward and effectuated solid solutions. He should have put Obrador on notice that Mexico needs to help with this. I mean, not ask, put him on notice that there will be policy changes on the part of the United States if Mexico doesn't help secure that border. And furthermore, again, it goes back to just enforce the law. And, the third safe country policy, the remain in Mexico policy, and Title 42 alone would essentially stop that border flow, let alone building the wall and making sure that you empower our law enforcement officials, Customs and Border Protection, Border Patrol. But, you know, obviously he went down there. They had that summit. He did not address the issue the way it needs to be. So, yeah, I mean, it appears to me that his administration, in essence, wants an open border because that's what they have, and they could, by enforcing the law, stop that right now.
Quick question before the break here from a listener. I have two questions for Senator Hovind. How did his vote for McConnell, who has a 7% approval rating, represent North Dakota? Wasn't the vote for McConnell as the minority leader an enabler to the vote for the $1.7 trillion via proxy?
No, the thing is, I firmly disagreed with the voting for the omnibus bill. I spoke against it and, really felt we should have done a short-term CR into the next session. So firm disagreement on that policy issue. And when I firmly disagree with someone on policy issues, I say so, which I did. I opposed it. But on that issue, there were some Republicans that wanted to vote for it. They did. As you know, I voted against it. I thought it was the wrong way to go and that the best strategy would have been to do a short-term CR and work with the House. And I was clear about it, adamant about it, and that's what I worked for.
Short break. Come back with more of our conversation with Senator John Hovind. An update on what's happening in the U.S. Senate now that it's paired with a Republican House. Talk a little bit about the Fargo VA Cemetery. I want to get an update on the improvements there and more next.
From field to fuel, a story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know ethanol costs less than other octane sources, reducing the cost of gasoline at the pump? North Dakota's corn ethanol refineries produce biofuel with among the smallest carbon footprints in the nation. Two, making use of steam from fossil fuel power plants. Investments in carbon capture that will take advantage of North Dakota's unique geology look to shrink those footprints even more. Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. Yields increasing 25% to 42% in the last 20 years. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
The tradition started in 1908 for H.A. Thompson and Sons. Harry Abbott Thompson, he was the namesake. He had a son, Harry, and he had a son, Mark. Mark and his wife, Claudia, are now the owners of H.A. Thompson and Sons, operated every day with their daughters as well, helping people save money. If you go to hatandsons.com, you'll find out more about the commercial service, the link service they provide that save you money. hatandsons.com, since 1908, serving North Dakota and the entire Upper Midwest.
North Dakota is a special place.
Oil and gas supports more than 60,000 jobs in the state of North Dakota.
And the industry is vital to our economy, adding nearly $4 billion in state and local tax revenues.
Why would we buy oil from dictators when we have it right here? We produce it the cleanest, the greenest of anywhere in the world.
Keep creating great jobs and right here in North Dakota.
We support North Dakota oil and gas.
Paid for by American Experiment, North Dakota. AmericanExperimentND.org.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What's on your mind? Brought to you by PetroServe USA today. Home cooking, grab and go convenience. Get on in there today and have a great meal. Meatloaf on 45th. There's Meatloaf on MP Avenue store, PetroServe USA, downtown Fargo location. Swedish Meatballs in Glendon, Mac and Beef Hot Dish in Euland, Tater Tot Hot Dish, 12th Avenue and I-29, Tater Tot Hot Dish in Harwood. There's home cooking and grab and go convenience at Valley City, West Main Avenue, West Fargo. You get the idea. They've got it. You'll love it. PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. Back with Senator John Hoban in our final minutes here on the program. A lot of text questions today for you related to Mitch McConnell. Kevin gets the same thing. There's a lot of people see him with a low approval rating and see him as someone that isn't in the best interest of North Dakota. Was there an option for you to vote for someone besides Mitch McConnell as the majority or minority leader?
Well, yeah, at the last minute, Rick Scott from Florida did run, so I guess it would have been an option. He got about 11 votes. It was kind of a late-term deal. But I guess what I would say
in regard to Senator McConnell is that, you know, I agree with him on some things. I disagree with him on other things. Obviously, the omnibus is one of them. But really, it comes down to the Republican caucus writ large on an issue like that. And there were a number of Republicans in our caucus that felt that it would be difficult for the House to get something put together in a timely way, working on last year versus looking forward on this year. So that's why they voted for it. They were going to do that, Scott. I disagreed with that strategy, as I said. I believe the right approach was to have a short-term CR and work with the House Republicans to try to get some spending reduction, spending reform. But not all of the Republicans agreed with that in our caucus. And obviously, you saw enough of them voted with Democrats to pass that bill. So there are going to be issues like that where there's disagreement in the caucus. And that's what happened in this case. But obviously, again, my position is very clear. I oppose the omnibus. And I tried to get our caucus writ large to do a short-term CR and work with the House to reduce spending. And that's what we're going to have to do in the future. But we've got to win. We've got to win, you know, enough or all of our members in the caucus to carry the day.
Do you think Manchin and Sinema are potential Republican votes on key issues in this upcoming session?
Well, I sure hope so. We work, obviously, very hard. I've worked with them in the past. We'll work with them in the future to try to get them. And that's why I go back to you got to build broad-based public support on some of these things to try to put enough pressure not only on Manchin and Sinema, but on others on the Democrat side to join with us to try to get some policy solutions that are common sense and that actually work, whether it's the border, whether it's energy, whether it's inflation, whether it's law enforcement, whether it's anything else.
Give me an update, if you would, on the Fargo VA improvements for the cemetery out there. I know that that's been something you've worked very hard on. Any progress?
Yeah, I think we're making good progress, and I think it's a tremendous project. Matter of fact, I'll be speaking again with Matthew Quinn today, who's the Assistant Secretary for Veterans Affairs. And he oversees the National Cemetery Association. And what we're doing right now is working with the National Cemetery Association to buy an additional about 30 acres. Right now, that the Fargo National Veterans Cemetery is 5 acres. And so we're in process of working with the VA to buy another 30 acres. So it would expand it to 35 acres. So you can see that's a huge expansion. And then we're also working with the Honor Guard there for them to buy a portion working with the city of Fargo, and that would then enable them to go forward and really develop the kind of facilities there to make it a first-class cemetery along the lines of our state veteran cemetery in Mandan, which is probably the nicest state veteran cemetery in the country. And so we're making progress with the city, with the National Cemetery Association, with the veterans groups, bringing them all together. And I think we have a chance to really have something fantastic there for our amazing veterans and their families. So, again, talking to the to the Veterans Affairs folks today, I'll be actually up in Fargo, I hope, next week, working with the local groups, the city, and with the local state. And, of course, the Gus family. And huge thanks to Jake and Barb Gus, because they're the ones, it's their land. You know, they're selling to the VA, and that they've been willing to work with us to do this. But working with all the groups to advance this, and I think this is going to be something really incredible for North Dakota. For obviously, you serve a lot of Minnesota as well, and South Dakota too. So not just incredible thing for our state and region, but most importantly for our veterans.
Quickly before we're done, why is that so hard? Is it just bureaucracy?
Yeah, that's a lot of it. You know, and I think you know the history on this, Scott. You've been good about touching base with us on it. But, you know, the Honor Guard group, this started out as part of, it was actually legislation I worked on, and we were one of the first ones, but it was the Rural Cemetery Initiative. And we didn't qualify for a full-blown VA veteran cemetery based on population size and other factors. So I worked with others, and we got this legislation moved that allowed us to start with these rural cemetery initiatives. We got one of the first ones, but that's pretty primitive and pretty basic. It was only 5 acres. They had just like almost no amenities. They were going to put in some things like, you know, primitive storage shed. And
it's terrible. Yeah, and you've made such good progress on it. You really have. And if folks haven't been there, it's a national cemetery. It's Arlington, west of Harwood, taken in. Senator, thanks for the time. Got to go.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living, all the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.